This recording, England 1, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive.
The Rainbow Passage. When the sunlight strikes raindrops in the air, they act as a prism and form a rainbow. The rainbow is a division of white light into many beautiful colours. These take the shape of a long round arch with its path high above and its two ends apparently beyond the horizon. There is, according to legend, a boiling pot of gold at one end. People look, but no one ever finds it. When a man looks for something beyond his reach, his friends say he is looking for the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. I was born in 1942 in Salisbury, England, which is southwest, and I was there because my father was in the army during the war, and Salisbury Plain is the place where all the military training went on and still does. I was educated in Sussex, which is southern England. I lived in Sussex for most of my formative years, but I was educated under the British system at boarding schools. So I spent the ages of 8 to 13 in Oxford at a cathedral school, and then I went to Canterbury, another cathedral city, for my high school years of 13 to 18. And I then went on to Cambridge, which is, although it's in East Anglia, has people from all over the country there. So although I'm familiar with the East Anglian accent, I certainly don't represent it. And then, as a professional, I travel all over the world as a freelance performing singer, moving in and out of all kinds of different countries and cultures. But I think my accent probably represents what used to be called received pronunciation, which the BBC classed as that, and it's a kind of an accent fairly typical of somebody who's had a boarding school education, whose parents thought carefully, liked to hear English spoken well, and so endeavoured to instill it in their offspring, something I failed to do with my own son, as a matter of fact, who's had a very similar background, but his voice is much more relaxed than mine. And my daughter, on the hand, does speak fairly like me, although she's now living in Virginia and has picked up more American accent than I think I have. I settled in the United States in 1994, so I'm now in my fifth year teaching at the University of Kansas.